This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire. Hope y'all are all having a beautiful day out there. I know we are. As we all know by this point, Brett has brain cancer. So upon finding this news out, I went on a pretty deep dive and got into kind of a black hole of looking up products and like all the different chemicals in them and just how bad they are for us. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking, or really just like listing and kind of talking about some of the products that we've switched out to hopefully, you know, avoid cancer again, and just telling you our favorites. And then also, we're just going to kind of each go over a list of things that we individually love that aren't really like cancer swap related. So if all that sounds interesting to you, keep on listening. You want to give an update on life or anything?
We made it through week 2 of treatment, so that's exciting.
Woo!
Yeah, and I don't have any side effects, so that's good, and that's what I think we've both been most worried about. But again, like next week and the week after are like the big weeks apparently that they see that stuff happen, so I'm just hoping they're more mild. I'm trying not to think like, oh, I'll be perfect and not have any, but yeah, other than that, I mean, we're just kind of getting through it, and it feels like we're getting closer to normal life a little bit, or maybe we're getting used to this life a little bit, but we will see.
Yeah, and other than that, I mean, we really haven't had too much going on. That's kind of all our life consists of right now, so we're pretty boring.
Yeah, literally every single day is just driving and doing treatment and then getting back in the car and driving again, and then the weekends are like awesome because it's like, oh, thank God we don't have to drive.
Yeah, which we're recording this on our Friday night, so
yeah,
we're real wild these days.
I know, right?
All right, well, I think that's all the updates, so let's go ahead and hop into it. We'll go ahead and start with the, like, things we've been swapping out. I'm calling them cancer swaps, but, like, that's not, like, it's just things we've swapped out because they're more, like, natural products, free of all of the carcinogenic ingredients, that the internet says is bad for you. So who knows if they're even that great, but I don't know. It's worth a try.
Yeah, this is much more Claire's like thing. She's a lot better at this sort of stuff than I am. But yeah, as soon as we came home from the first time us figuring it out, we started doing this. And it's crazy, like when Claire found, what'd you found, like this app or something that shows you, or like a website?
There is an app. It's called Think Dirty, Get Clean, and you can type just like some of your products that you're using into it, and then it'll give you a rating on how, you know, supposedly carcinogenic or just how many like bad ingredients there are in it. It doesn't have a, like, you know, all the products in the world, but it has a fair amount, and it's a good kind of baseline to get some information about what's in the products you use.
But yeah, it was so surprising, like once you did start like punching some of our products into that search thing, like how bad some of the ratings were for just everyday things that we would use, that you would, like, mentally you're like, you see it and you're not like, oh, that's cancer causing. You're like, oh, that looks like it's probably healthy, and it turns out it's not. So that was kind of weird to find all these things that we needed to fix.
Yeah, and I just want to say greenwashing or whatever is so real, because so many of the products that say, like, you know, we're all natural, you know, nothing bad in here, and then you go and actually read the ingredients, and it's no better than any other product. So y'all read your labels and don't fall for the marketing.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like just a big marketing like game to like claim something's healthy, or, you know, it's all a game. We fall for it a lot.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, let's get into this list. Okay, so first on the list, I have candles, because I'm a huge candle person. I love to burn candles. It's like a part of our monthly budget, and they're just very important to me. So, you know, I love Bath & Body Works candles like everybody else, but supposedly they're just not that great for you to inhale. So lately we've been buying candles from the brand Boy Smells, and they're beeswax candles. So they're just a lot more natural and just easy on the nose.
Yeah, don't let the name fool you. I was kind of like, this is an interesting brand. And then once we got them in, like, they do smell really good. And they're kind of, they got, like, fun stuff on there. It's not like your everyday candle smells, you know. Like, it changes it up. And I really kind of like that because you get kind of used to those other smells. And you eventually just don't even smell, like, half the candles you get from the other place that everyone goes to.
Yeah, for sure. And they are a little pricey, but honestly, I found that they last longer than Bath & Body Works candles. Because we burn them a lot, but they do burn more slowly.
Yeah, I wonder if the smell, like, lingers around longer or something. Because it does seem like we are burning them way less than we burn those other candles, but we're getting just as much scent out of them.
Yeah, they have a much better throw.
Is that, like, the official term?
Yeah, it is. All right, so highly recommend those. And then for laundry detergent, I thought that was a big one we should pay attention to switch, because, I mean, you're washing your clothes in it. Your clothes are obviously going on your body every day. So you're just absorbing into your skin, like, any chemicals that are in your laundry detergent. So we have been using Molly's Suds. It's like a powder detergent.
Where'd you get that one from?
I just ordered it on Amazon.
How'd you find it? Like, it just...
Lauren Bostick.
Shout out. We find, like, all of our items we use from that podcast.
Yes, shout out Lauren Bostick. Her podcast, The Skinny Confidential, is very, like, health and wellness focused. So I do trust a lot of her recommendations. And that was one of them, was the Molly Suds detergent. So if you don't want to take my word for it, take hers.
I have noticed that that does smell good, too. Like, I haven't... It's not, like, some weird healthy thing that doesn't have, like, any smell, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it smells like lavender essential oils, and I think they have an unscented one and then a lemon one.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, but it's worth checking out. And then next we have our toothpaste. We don't really get the same toothpaste every time. We kind of have always switched it up, but that's another thing. Like, it's going in your mouth, on your teeth, like, absorbing into your bloodstream, kind of.
Yeah, I've kind of heard a lot of things about, like, with your mouth especially, like, I mean, like, whenever you dip tobacco, it's like you do that in your lip, and it's like it, those veins in there absorb so much stuff. And so, yeah, it's really, you got to be careful what you put in your mouth. And, like, even the food you eat, like, anything that's on that, like, it's absorbed in your mouth and your system, like, super quickly from there.
Yeah, I feel like food's a given, but toothpaste is a hard one because, you know, it's like, is fluoride good? Is fluoride bad? Like, there's just so many mixed opinions. So we just kind of alternate between different toothpaste, but the one we've been using lately is called David's, and I really like it. I don't have any problems with it.
I really like it because it actually gives you, like, that hit of, like, mint, you know what I mean? Like, it actually burns a little bit. And some of the other healthy toothpaste that we were using before were, like, way too mild to where, like, you wouldn't feel it. It almost didn't feel like it wasn't doing anything, you know what I mean? So I really like this one, and it comes with the fancy little, like, metal rolly thing for toothpaste.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it. It's a little more expensive than your average toothpaste. So I know, I think it's called Himalayan Botanique is a more affordable toothpaste option that's all natural. And I really like that one too. But right now I've just been using the David's and I really like it.
Yeah, I like the David's a lot.
And then next up we have deodorant, which I feel like everyone is kind of hopping on the natural deodorant train because people are realizing, like, probably not good to have aluminum seeping in through your pores because it's been linked to, like, causing breast cancer and things like that. So I've been using native deodorant for honestly several years now, and I really, really like it.
I feel like this brand has become so popular though, like, in the last couple years in general. Like, they have, like, cool marketing, too. Like, the colors are always fun. The smells are a little different, you know?
And they're really heavily sponsored.
Yeah.
By a lot of, like, influencer people. And obviously, this is not sponsored. I'm just genuinely, like, I've been using it for several years.
Yeah.
And then I got you started on it.
Yeah, and most of their, like, scents, almost said flavors, but most of their scents are really good. Like, they are, and they're not, like, the standard, you know, smell. So I like them.
Yeah, I like the coconut and vanilla. I will say, if you've been using just normal deodorant for a long time, there is kind of like a detox period your body goes through where you just smell absolutely horrible. But then that ends.
Well, and I think you just, because it doesn't have the, what is that stuff, the aluminum or whatever? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's not in there, like, you do sweat more, like, noticeably more. And I sweat through a lot of shirts, but I think just recently I've stopped, like, I've noticed I'm not sweating as bad anymore. But, like, for the first, like, month after I started using it, like, it was bad.
Yeah, there's an adjustment period for sure, but it's worth it in the end.
Yeah.
That one's also expensive, though, for a deodorant. It's, like, $12.
That is kind of, they have really good products, but some of them are a little more pricey.
Yeah, I think, like, Dr. Schmidt is another one that I've heard a lot of people say is good.
More affordable?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't ever tried it, so I don't know.
The one thing I will say about the Native deodorant is it does not last crazy long, but I still really like it.
Yeah, well, we're not really experts. This is just what we've been doing. And then another thing is sunscreen. It's so important to wear sunscreen every day.
Yeah, like, I've actually started doing this. And I know for a lot of men out there, like, doing skincare stuff is just, like, not even a thing. At least in my experience. Like, I never grew up being like, oh, I need to do a skincare routine. But, like, now, like, I've listened to some of your stuff about skincare. And even, like, with my oncologist people, like, they're like, yeah, you really should, like, cover up as much as possible. And so, yeah, I've been putting on sunscreen every morning, except for today, I forgot. But I'm working on that. But yeah, it's incredibly important, and I just now realize that.
Regardless of preventing, like, skin cancer and all that, you're gonna get wrinkles if you don't use sunscreen and you're in the sun all the time, and sunspots.
I think that's another big reason is, like, I don't want to be, like, a wrinkly leather skin person, like, when I get older.
Yeah, you gotta protect yourself.
Yeah.
But I like the Kinship... I think it's called, like, Self-Reflect Probiotic Sunscreen. And I really like that one. I've gone through quite a few bottles of it. And it doesn't burn. It also leaves, like, a nice glow on your face.
The one that you got that I'm using.
So he's been using the Elta MD sunscreen. And honestly, I don't know if that's really, like, you know, totally natural, good ingredients. But we did get it at a dermatologist office, so it is dermatologist recommended, at least.
I just really like it because it smells like almonds, and that smell and flavor is, like, my new favorite is almonds.
I agree. The Elta MD one, though, did burn my skin, which is why I gave it to him in the first place. But I have pretty sensitive skin, so I don't know.
Yeah, because it does not burn my skin at all. Like, I don't even, and it feels really light. Like, I don't feel, like, once it dries, I don't feel like I have anything on my face, which is a big deal for me because I hate putting things on my skin.
Yeah, for sure. And then next we have body wash.
Yeah, so I like it. Claire sent me this website once we did get back home from, like, the hospital visits and everything. And she was like, you need to change your shampoos and your everything, you know, your body soap too. So I looked at this website and picked a couple. And honestly, I'm really liking the ones I picked. Like, they smell good, but they're not, like, overwhelming. And, like, I kind of was worried that they wouldn't work as well, but honestly, they're just as good, and they smell just as good, because, like, I was used to, not Axe, what's the other stuff, what is that other, yeah, Old Spice, that's what it is, that brand, because, like, a lot of their smells are really, really strong, but, like, remember whenever I, like, burned me for, like, I got, like, skin burns, like, from using that product, and so I stopped using that pretty quick, but, like, I really was using these, like, heavily scented and probably, like, really bad for your skin detergents, and so I can definitely tell the difference with the body soap. Like, I don't feel, I haven't really been itching like I normally do, which, like, we changed all kinds of stuff, for those who don't know.
Oh, that's one other thing I'll talk about real quick, is we got a filter for our shower head from this company called Symbiotica. It's Cymbiotika. And I listened to this podcast, The Skinny Confidential, and the founder of that company was saying that in the water supply, like, they use so many different chemicals to treat the water. And when you take a shower and it turns to steam, all of that is literally just being absorbed into your skin and going into your bloodstream. So you can get a lot of just harmful effects from all that. So we bought this shower filter, and that's kind of cured your itching, I think.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, even before all this went down, like, for the longest time, anytime I would take a shower, my skin would, like, break out, and I'd itch everywhere, and, like, what would you say? Not, like, hives, but, like, it looked like bug bites. It was really, really weird. And we switched shampoo, like, body washes, shampoos, like, everything, and we just could not figure it out. And then, yeah, ever since I've gotten these better, this better body wash and, like, shampoo, and then we also got the filter. Like, I really haven't had that at all. Like, I haven't been, like, or maybe I'm just used to it, but I'm pretty sure I haven't had it, which is incredible because we had no idea what it was.
Yeah, that's a big deal, honestly.
Yeah, so shout out water filters for showers. I didn't even know that was a thing, but that has changed our lives right now. So I really am glad we got it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it too. And then as far as hair products go, the lady who cuts my hair uses Innersense. And so I got some of that. And then I realized it's all natural. So I really just use things from the Innersense line of hair products. And I really like it. And I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more things that we've changed. But honestly, a really good place to shop if you're looking for, like, skincare, bath and body products, and, like, makeup and things like that is Credo Beauty. I think that's how you pronounce it. But it's Credo. And I think they have a couple of actual physical store locations. But their website, I mean, everything on there is, you know, just clean products and clean ingredients. So if you're looking to make some changes, that's a really good website to check out.
Yeah, I mean, just in general, too, I think even if you go with a different brand, I've learned, kind of like with the sunscreen stuff, it's like your body absorbs these things, like the shower, like the steam, like even you're breathing in steam, you know, like all these things become... They're directly on your body and you're probably absorbing them in some way. And, you know, definitely before all this happened to me, I thought, you know, nothing would happen to me. And that's, I feel like that's how a lot of us feel. It's like, oh, I won't get cancer. I won't get this or that. Now I can't say that. And it feels like, okay, now I really have to do my part. And, like, I actually believe it now. And so, yeah, it's just been a whole shift of mind for me in general with all these different, what we're calling cancer swaps. But, yeah, it's really shifted my mind to, like, how do we better take care of ourselves? And it starts in a lot of ways you don't even recognize, like even just your products you have throughout your house that, like, you don't think directly affect you. But
yeah, and like we've, you know, briefly mentioned before, like, we do want to have a child and haven't been able to so far. And, you know, it's been said that a lot of chemicals and, like, everyday products that everyone uses have contributed to hormone imbalances and things like that. So I mean, maybe none of this is even true, but I feel like it was worth a try, and better safe than sorry. That's kind of the end of it for, you know, the cancer swaps. Yeah, I just don't really know a better way to say that. So I guess now we can kind of alternate and go through just our favorite products in general, like things that have been making us happy right now, because you got to find those little things in the dark situations.
Yeah. Also, we've just, like, we've been at home for longer than I've ever been at home, like, with Claire. And we just, like, sometimes you just see a cool product and you're like, I wonder what that's like, you know? And so I feel like we've been much more susceptible to buying things and trying them. And so it's been kind of fun, though, because it gives us something to do. And we've actually, I think because I am home more, especially, like, for me specifically, like, I pay attention to these products more and I've actually gotten to build habits with them. Like, when I'm going to work and stuff, it's harder to, like, really pay attention. But do you want to go first?
I think the first one I want to talk about, because I found this product because I was looking at radiation emissions from electronics. I told y'all I went down a black hole of this stuff. But so I had an Apple Watch for a long time, and I was reading online that the radiation Apple Watches put off is not good for you. So I found the Oura Ring, which we both have now. and I really, really like it. And I mean, it still uses Bluetooth and all that, but it doesn't connect to Wi-Fi and it doesn't have like cellular service. It's literally just a ring. So I feel like it's better for you. And even regardless of all that, it's just cool.
Yeah, it is cool, especially for like couples, because like we turn into like a fun challenge, you know, like who has the better sleep score, or who has like this or that.
I like how that's our challenge, not like who walks the most steps.
I know,
it's
right?
Like who slept better.
Yeah, but yeah, either way, regardless of what you make, like, you know, a challenge between you guys, like it's just fun. And I think it's a lot better because like with the, like we talked about with the Apple Watch or some other kind of thing strapped to your wrist, like I feel like you notice that more. And it kind of gets like gross after a while, if that makes sense, depending on the strap you have on it, because you're sweat and everything. But the ring, like it kind of just like it's just a ring on your finger, like with your wedding band. Like it just kind of, you just forget about it eventually. And it's way lighter and easier and less noticeable than a strap or an Apple Watch or something.
Yeah. And it actually tracks your sleep, which the Apple Watch, like I would have to charge it at night, every night. So, I mean, there wasn't really any sleep tracking benefit, and sleep is really important. So my favorite thing kind of about the Oura Ring is that it does, like, it tracks your respiratory rate and your temperature and all these different things while you're sleeping. And then it gives you like an overall score, and then tells you like, you know, steps you can kind of take to sleep better the next night if you didn't sleep so well. And it'll adjust your activity that you should do that day, depending on if you slept well or not. Hopefully that makes sense. Y'all can look up the website. It's just called the Oura Ring, O-U-R-A. But it's really cool. I like it.
I think my favorite thing about it, though, is, like, what it does track. Because a lot of those, like, the Apple Watch or something, right? Like you were talking about, like, this actually tracks your sleep and different things, and the way it tracks it, I think makes it more helpful when you're trying to fix something. Like, if you're trying to go, okay, watch my sleep and see how I'm actually sleeping, or my heart rate and stuff like that. Like, I think it's been much more helpful to, like, track it. But also, when you're trying to fix something, you can kind of more pinpoint it because you're seeing all these different things at once. And it's a lot more, I think it's easier with the ring to like see how things are going.
Yeah. And it's also cool because, I mean, one with the Apple Watch, like I didn't really use it as much of as like a fitness tracker. Like I did, but also, you know, you get emails and text messages and, you know, just social media notifications. And it's kind of nice to be a little more separated from that, because when you have an Apple Watch, it just like inundates you. And I don't know, even like your steps and stuff, like you can get obsessive about like checking your steps. And with the Oura Ring, like it's, there's not a screen on it, so you can kind of forget about it.
Yeah, it's just literally a ring, and it even looks like a fairly normal ring. Like it's not very bulky for what it does, but like with it having an app that you need to check, like it is nice, because like the Apple Watch, I feel like it is for those things, but it has all these other, like you said, the emails, the text messages. And it's like it kind of defeats the purpose of like trying to be better about your health, because you just get caught up in using this Apple Watch, you know?
Yeah, and we're also attached to our devices as it is. So it's like, dude, I really need an Apple Watch that's on my wrist all the time, like feeding me that same information? Probably not. It's not good for you mentally.
No, I agree with you. We do not need extra screens than we already have.
Exactly.
Another one that we share is our, I guess, our purple mattress. This is our bed. And it was a little pricey, but it was 100% worth it, because I think we've both gone through, I've always had hand-me-down mattresses. And have you? I mean, what was your situation in the past?
No, I have not.
You always get them? Well, I would always get like whatever mattress, you know, I feel like my parents bought us like one mattress, and then after that, it was just like whatever mattress someone gave us, you know, that was fine. But I never really paid attention to it until like we did get married and live together. And then all of a sudden I was like, we had a really bad mattress when we first got married.
Well, that mattress was a hand-me-down that we had, because it was like a California King. So my aunt had given it to us because they got a new mattress.
And don't get me wrong, like we were super grateful for it, especially because we were like, we were broke. Like when we first got married, we had nothing. And it was nice to have for us, it was a new mattress, but eventually it got to the point where we were both just not like comfortable in it. Like your side was way lower than mine, or vice versa. And one of us would like roll into the other person like during the night, like because you would just slowly slide down towards the other person.
Yeah. And I have really bad back pain as it is. So that mattress was not, not helping with that at all.
Yeah, but yeah, so we went into, what was the store we went to?
Like Mattress Firm or something.
Yeah, and it was cool. The sales guy was a little like pushy, but it was nice to lay and we got to check stuff out. And we got the purple mattress, the 3, right? That's the number. There's like 1, 2, and 3.
I think we got the 2, actually.
Okay, we got whatever was in the middle, I think. But yeah, I mean, it's been perfect. It was definitely worth the money. And we got one of those little things that like the feet and the head can like lift and move. And like that is all. We don't use it as much as you would think you would use it, but it is very nice occasionally. And that it like vibrates the whole thing. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's good when my back is really hurting.
Yeah, if we go into what they call zero grav, it is like, I never heard of zero gravity for sleeping, but like ever since they showed us, it really does help because it relieves like your back, because your legs get lifted and so does your back a little bit, and it just takes a lot of pressure off your lower back, which is really nice, like when you experience it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Me too.
The next thing we have on here is our Stanley cups. So I've always had like a Starbucks tumbler kind of cup, which I love, but we got these Stanley cups and I've been drinking so much more water. It's crazy. Because they're like 40-ounce cups. They have a bunch of different colors. They're always sold out, so it's really hard to get them, honestly. But it's worth it.
Yeah, I'm not much of a water drinker, but this, I like the straw because it comes with a straw and it does hold a lot of water. But it's also the biggest thing, and I think for like these types of cups, is the bottom will actually fit in a cup holder in your car, which is like amazing because all the other cups usually just don't fit in there because they're so big or something.
Yeah, like a hydro flask, like that just flops all over your car seat. So this one has a handle, it fits in a cup holder. I just have nothing but great things to say about it, honestly.
Yeah, and they're very durable, and like this is the kind of cup you would bring with you outdoors like camping or something, and it would be 100% fine.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but I don't know if it's called the Stanley cup, but the brand is Stanley, and it's
like the thirst quencher or something like that.
Yeah,
but it's a cool cup. Definitely worth the money.
Agreed.
All right. So another product we use that like we both have in common, or is our, and Claire picked this out and I had never heard of it, but it's called Twin Flames. It's this like clothing company, right? But we got the sweat set from them. They're matching. Claire got the pink, I got the black. And I kind of thought, okay, this is just for fun. But like, I honestly wear it all the time now and I love it. It's like a really good quality sweatpants and hoodie. And they've got some other stuff, but like that's all I have experience with, and so far I love it.
Yeah, we bought it from their like staples, like core collection, and I really like it.
Yeah, you kind of have me hooked a little bit. You've been like getting me on some little stuff that like I've never heard of or thought that I would be into, and now I'm like, oh, I really like the sweat set thing.
Yeah, so our matching sweat sets are a hit around here.
Oh yeah. Also, another product. And we got this when we got married from, it was like on our wedding thing, but it's a Nespresso machine. Which one do we have? Like the Virtuo? Yeah, right. But we have like the Virtuo something.
Yeah, Nespresso Virtuo line.
Virtuo. Yeah. And you, I mean, it's kind of like a, like it's harder to get these pods. We found a way to get them online that's way easier. But if you're doing it in person, it's tougher because you have to go to the actual Nespresso store. Which the only one that we're near is in Dallas, so it's a really far drive. But yeah, overall, it's convenient when you do order online, and like the pods themselves are like $1 to like $1.50 usually, right?
Yeah, which is much higher than regular coffee, but I mean, if you're going to Starbucks every day, then it's much, much cheaper.
That's really what we're trying to be personally, because we're big coffee drinkers, but like as long as we're not paying for are really expensive Starbucks every day and we're spending only $1 to $1.50 a coffee, that's a win in my book.
Yeah.
But I didn't notice how I got so used to it because we've had it for like, what, almost three years now.
Yeah.
But like I got used to the flavor of it, but I didn't notice or realize how good it was until we went to my parents' house and I just had some regular old like Folgers drip coffee. And I was like, oh my gosh, the Nespresso is so much different. But yeah.
Yeah, it's superior for sure. Oh, that kind of leads me into my next one, though, which is Piq Matcha. It's P-I-Q-U-E. And just during all this, you know, tumor stuff that we've been dealing with, I was just really, really anxious. So I was trying to not drink as much coffee. So I switched over to matcha. And I mean, now, like, I'll still drink coffee, but I do like my matcha. And Peak Matcha, or just like the Peak tea brand, is a really solid brand. They don't put any like added, you know, nastiness in there. So I've been really liking that. And I use the frother that came with our Nespresso to mix it, and it works perfectly. So I just do water and matcha, and that's it, honestly. Just water and matcha powder.
Yeah, I have not drank this matcha, so I don't really have anything to say on that, but I do know from experience that it is fun to make. So
yeah, it's like an experience in the morning. Yeah, speaking of anxiety, also, I really have been liking the Highline Wellness CBD. I get like the sampler pack, so it's little gummy bears and then like CBD and B12 gummy things, and then it also comes with like a melatonin and CBD combo for nighttime. And I mean, I take CBD every day, and it really helps me just like with my anxiety to kind of calm down a little bit. And you've also been using the Highline Wellness oil.
Yeah, which I actually really, I like it. We've been taking CBD for a long time now, and I think this is one of our, like, so far most trusted brands, and that's kind of one thing to watch out for if you do get into CBD, is how hard it is to, like, find the good stuff. Because a lot of places just sell, like, it has a small amount of hemp oil or whatever in it, and they're like, oh, it's CBD, and it's like, that's not really what it is all the way. Like, there's some gimmicky stuff in the market.
Definitely. And we've tried a lot of it, and I feel like the Highline Wellness ones, I actually notice a difference in a lot of CBD. I'm like, did I just eat a piece of candy, like a gummy worm or whatever it is? Yeah. Which the oils are definitely more effective, but I just like the sample pack because you get a lot for your money, and it comes with those melatonin CBD ones, which I really like to help me sleep.
Yeah, and if you're like, I don't take it for the anxiety, maybe that's a side benefit, but I mostly take it because there is some stuff that shows that, like, if you, with CBD, and especially for me, I use the tincture, because it's a heavier, like, or higher amount, as I'm really hoping that it helps with, like, the swelling itself from my surgery and now from treatment. So that's really the idea behind why I'm using it. However, because it's in my brain, I honestly don't have much, like, personal data from, like, I can't tell if it's actually working yet. But I am just going to keep taking it through treatment and probably like after treatment, and just we'll see how it works. And I'm hoping it's doing something for me.
And then last product I'll talk about that I use for anxiety is Calm powder, specifically the raspberry lemon flavor. I drink it. It's like 2 teaspoons in a cup, and you mix it with water, and I drink that every single day. And on the days that I don't drink it, I really, really notice a difference. So I highly recommend that.
From experience, another thing, you do have to be careful when you start, because what is it? It's magnesium, right?
Yeah, it's magnesium powder.
Yeah, if you go a little too hard, you better like watch out, because it will do a number on your stomach.
Yeah, it can make you have to go to the bathroom, I guess.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that, but you are supposed to kind of work your way up to like the higher dose of 2 teaspoons, which, I mean, I've been drinking that for like several months now, honestly, every day.
Yeah, I make it for you basically every morning with breakfast.
Yeah, thank you. And then another kind of like health product that we both take is the Just Thrive probiotic. And I've noticed a huge difference with taking this, because I used to have super irregular periods, like really, really all over the place. And since I've been taking this probiotic for the past several months now, like, my period has been, you know, just within a couple of days of the last one or whatever, which is a really, really big deal for me.
I think I noticed, because I do take this as well, but I think the biggest difference I noticed was when I would eat, like, a really, like, I've been eating a lot better recently, but when I would eat really bad one night, like a bad dinner, if I would take this at night after that, which it recommends taking after your biggest meal, which for me personally is like, it's just all over the place, but I try to take it at night. But when I would take it after a really bad meal, I would notice that my stomach would, like, I think you would hear it. It's like my stomach would be so active or something, like something was going on in there, but I would feel a lot better in the mornings. And normally if I ate bad at night, like I would wake up and I would feel like, just honestly, like, not good. I wouldn't want to wake up. I'd be more drowsy. Like, I would not sleep as good. And I definitely noticed that with this. But even, like, as I've eaten healthier, it's a lot less noticeable, but it's still really helpful, I think, for, like, my, how my stomach feels in general. Like, I don't feel, like, super bloated in the mornings or anything like that. So I do notice it now, but it's just a little different.
Yeah, I feel like gut health is such a hot topic right now. And, I mean, apparently it is really important. So it's just good. It keeps you regular and keeps everything flowing. And I don't know. I really like it, though. And they have a lot of probiotics. You have to watch out for them because they don't have a high, like, survivability rate. So basically, they're just useless. Like, you take it and all the, you know, good bacteria in the probiotic dies before it even reaches your stomach. And this one doesn't do that. So I recommend it.
Yeah, I would say, like, when you're talking about the gut health thing, it's just, I think we've been focusing on that a lot more in our health journey. And this product has really helped me learn what that even means, because you don't honestly know how you should feel until you feel that way one day. And then you're like, oh, like, now I get what bloated feels like and what this feels like. And I really think that this product specifically helped us get there, or at least me get there.
Yeah. And then I'll kind of speed through a little bit these last few that I have, because I know we are, you know, at the time where everybody kind of clicks off. But the next one I have is my Kindle. So I just got this yesterday, but I've been reading a lot lately. Because while he's in radiation, I just kind of sit in the car and wait. So I just read during that time. And I've also been trying to read more instead of being on my phone at night, because it helps me, well, according to my Aura ring, like, whenever I read before I go to sleep, I just get a lot better sleep, and I fall asleep more quickly when I am ready to go to sleep, if that makes any sense. And at first I was like, I don't know about this Kindle. I like my normal books, but it's crazy how much the Kindle does look like a real page. And I think it is going to help me read a lot more, because it's just way more convenient. Like, it's so light and small, and I can just put it in my purse and have my book with me wherever. So I'm a big fan so far. I have the Kindle Paperwhite.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people have been around Kindle, so they've already seen it. But, like, I personally had never been around one.
Me neither.
Yeah, last night when you unboxed it and turned it on, like, we both really thought it was, like, paper, or, like, there was something on the screen, you know?
Yeah, but it was just the Kindle. Like, it just looks like paper.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. But, yeah, that looks like a cool product. And you can read it, like, how you would a normal book without hurting your eyes from, like, a lot more angles than a book.
Yeah, you can lay down. It didn't, like, keep me up or anything, so the blue light must not be, like, that crazy, if at all. I don't know. And there's a lot of different light settings that you can adjust. So, yeah, I like it. And then kind of that same type of vibe is I got an iPad as an early birthday present, and I love it. That's what we made the notes on for this podcast. And it's just so good for planning specifically. And, like, I don't know if you have a brand or anything, which, you know, we're trying to establish, but you can just do a lot with it. Like, with Google Slides, you can kind of make, like, vision boards for your brand or just your life in general. You can play games on it, which I don't do a ton of. I usually just use it for, like, the planning aspect and, you know, just, like, photo inspiration. But I'm really liking it so far.
Yeah, and the iPad's not mine, so, like, I don't use it that much. But from, like, what I see, because Claire does a lot of the stuff for us anyway. She's a lot better at that than me. But it just seems like it's more convenient than the laptop, because the laptop's, like, when you're using it on your lap, like, you're actually using it on your lap, or you're just, like, not in the, like, on a desk, it's just kind of annoying to use. And the iPad you can literally use anywhere. And we got the Apple Pencil, and, like, that thing is, it's, I'm still a little, like, amazed that it's that expensive, but it is really nice considering we tried to use another pencil before, and that you could really see the difference between them.
Yeah, we did get an off-brand one before because we really couldn't justify the price of the Apple one. But after using the off-brand one and then comparing it to the Apple one, like, it's night and day. It's so different, and I'm a big fan of it. But, yeah, I really love my iPad, and I'm super excited about it. And I have the iPad Air 4th generation, and it's super light and easy to take with me everywhere, and I just really like it.
Yeah, they're pretty cool now, and they even put the little finger scanner thing in the power button somehow. I was kind of amazed by that, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then also our garden, we talked about last week, we are You know, we have a vegetable garden, and it was fun to plant, and I feel like I'm just getting excited about having flowers in the yard and just plants in general. So this is your sign to go out and, you know, plant a tomato plant or plant a flower or something, because it's really fulfilling when you see it grow.
Yeah, I really like the garden. I will say, though, in our first week, we have learned that it's like, you have to, it's hard to remember or like add the garden to your schedule. Like, we got to remember to water it. And then if there's a big storm, like, we did this whole, like, we covered it with the tarp thing, like, with these stakes, and it was like, it was crazy, but it lived, it made it, we didn't lose the garden, but it's a new responsibility. It's kind of crazy. I didn't think it would be that much work.
It's fun work, though. It's, like, grounding and calming, which leads me into my next thing, which is the disposable camera, which we will post pictures of the garden on the Instagram at On The Air with Brett and Claire. Whenever I develop this next batch of film for my disposable camera. So I've been liking that a lot lately. I want to get like a not disposable camera, just a normal film camera, because it's really fun. And the pictures, I know they're kind of popular right now, but the pictures are just more unique than digital photos. And I'm just really liking that at the moment.
They are kind of expensive, though. That is the one thing that I'm like, oh my goodness. But yeah, also with your disposable camera, the last one at least lasted a long time. Not because of the photo count, but because we just sparingly took photos.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, $20 to develop them. So it makes you kind of think more about the picture you're taking, and you're not just aimlessly snapping photos. Like, you just kind of try harder to get it right. And I really like photography in general, so I just feel like it's a little more fun. Plus the wait, like, you know, you have to wait to see the pictures, so you just never know what you're gonna get when you develop them.
Yeah, if it was digital and you could see every photo, you'd be like, wait, I gotta retake it, like, every time.
Yeah, it wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah, it's a lot more candid and kind of like, this is the picture, you know, that's it.
Yeah. All right, well, we are at 40-something minutes, so I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I hope you know, try one of our products, maybe, or just got, I don't know, some entertainment out of listening to us talk about our favorite things. But that's all the things we've been, like, really using lately and really enjoying. And, yeah, I highly recommend, I don't know, if you want to be a little more natural, you switch out some of your products as well.
Yeah, and if you know a better product than we do, or you want to recommend something to us, hit us up on our social media and let us know what you think.
Yeah, I love product recommendations, so y'all leave them on the Instagram.
Yeah, we like that. It's fun. And then, other than that, I want to say just thank you to everyone who listens, and I really appreciate you tuning in today.
Yeah, for sure. And I will link these products below, as many of them as I can, in the podcast description. Either that, or I'll put it on the Instagram in a feed post. And leave a link. I don't know. It'll be on either the podcast description or on our Instagram. But thank y'all for listening. We appreciate all of you. And we will be back at you next Wednesday. Actually, next Wednesday, it's just going to be me, because we're kind of anticipating he might start to feel some negative side effects from his proton radiation. So I'm going to be telling you 24 things I've learned in my 24 years on Earth, because my birthday will be next Thursday, if you're listening to this on the Wednesday it goes up. So yeah, look forward to that episode, and I will see y'all next Wednesday.
See you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.